Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Calling Linda Bob. What a great day it is on the 20th of March because I got to ride the Harley. I'm joined by our producer and his 12 or 13 minions, Frosty.
I do have a lot of minions.
I know you do. I saw them. You had those pita girls all around you yesterday.
Yeah.
They were trying to rescue you, you little meat eater.
Yeah, well.
And, of course, my soulmate, Linda.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You sound mellow. I think it's because you rode the Harley.
Yeah.
The wind slapping your face.
Still trying to get the bugs out of my
head. Well, good morning. It's Friday, and oh, my gosh. We are back in the saddle again. Got to tell you why. I want to share with you. You know, we got married January 1st, 08. And in that year, we traveled, ate some more. And I could probably count on two hands how many times we worked out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure you being Marine religiously have worked out in your lifetime. So last year was the exception ever.
Yeah, I like to think I've put on some relaxed muscle.
So we started back at Adamson's Peak Performance, and we have a trainer there named Angie. And now we're back. We're committing. We're committing to 5 days a week, three at the gym and two either walking around the block and more, or doing yoga. So we invite you to, if you had a New Year's resolution to get in shape and here it is March, we invite you to come along with us on this journey of getting back into your body.
Or just call us and tell us how you're doing as compared to how we're doing. Anyway.
So anyway, are you feeling it today?
Well, yeah, she's a sadistic woman. She's always smiling, but she's trying to hurt you all the time.
Yeah,
I think people used to pay for this stuff.
Yeah, but it's going to be good with you riding and us going on these big long trips that we plan on doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of other things.
You know who's on the phone? Okay. Rose.
Rose, good
morning.
Morning, Glory. Speaking of exercise, when I get the urge to exercise, I lie down until it passes. Yes, ma'am. Got to have a chuckle, right?
Okay.
Well, hold on now. Oh. What's a redneck think when he sees a restraining order in the mail?
I don't know.
She's playing hard to get. It's been fun. Got to run. I got a lot of people to fire.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Rick. Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Rick?
Well, I'm just calling about Semper Fi too. I don't know if you've heard too much about us, but we have an all Marine honor guard. We do services out at IGO and other facilities when requested.
That's right.
And I guess our issue right now is we're just trying to recruit. We need more bodies. We have veterans from the Second World War right on up, and not everybody's always available for these services, and quite often we find ourselves right on the edge of being shorthanded.
Well, so, Rick and his group they're in uniform. They go out. They perform these services, you know, because of their love for the veterans, their fellow veterans. And like he says, now does everybody have to be a Marine, or can they be other services?
Sir, the requirement is you be able to be qualified for dress blues.
There you go.
And that answers it all right there.
All
that
right.
Way we've eliminated any of the associate members and all the other things. If
okay.
You're qualified to wear dress blues.
That means you got to be in shape, too. So.
Well, that was the next problem. That's our resolution, is to stay in our blues for the year.
Well, that's, you know, that's what we're doing right now because, you know, they fit. But
well,
you
Rick,
know,
how does somebody get a hold of you?
Right now it's just going to be through my phone number.
Okay.
We have some flyers up around town. But may I get my phone?
Absolutely.
Please, please.
243-8439,
and that's if you'd like to join the Color Guard.
Well, here's the deal. What we would do is invite them to drill.
Yes.
Because we're very heavy on the training end. We train at least three times a week.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's necessary.
Yes.
For us to achieve the level that we're after, everybody has to be on their best game.
I like that.
And I tell you, all do a splendid job, an outstanding job, and it means so much to the families out there.
The secret is it means a lot to us, too.
Yeah.
We find ourselves at services where there's 300 people, and we find ourselves at services where there's three.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, the services where there's three people, really, really do touch us. I mean, we feel like we're really doing something at that point.
Well, you are. You are. Hey, Rick, we've got to run. But I tell you what, it's Rick Boatwright and Simplify 2, and it's and the phone number is 243-8439.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fly Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob takes care of civil, criminal, bankruptcies. He is good at all of them. He's the man to go to. He will fight for you. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
I was wondering if I could make a few comments on your past shows, maybe four shows.
Sure.
Yesterday's show was one of my favorites. Those girls were beautiful with a wonderful message. Besides the cruelty to animals, the health benefits of not eating any kind of animal products is well documented. And I got a kick out of the gentleman who called to say that, not to tell him not to eat meat. Eating meat was natural. Caveman ate meat. I mean, that was hysterical. Can you imagine the caveman would be happy eating shoe leather? Would they live 20, 30 years? And the other fellow the day before with the sending tea bags to protest our tax without representation.
Yeah.
Well, we had tens of millions of people march to protest the attack on Iraq. Didn't seem to faze anybody, so I don't see what sending in some tea bags is going to do to wake these people up. And the week before that, you had a gentleman on talking about Leonard Peltier and the Buffalo Soldiers, I believe.
Right.
There's a wonderful document out on the Leonard Peltier story. It's called Incident at Oglala. I recommend everybody get it if they can to see what kind of government we have and what they're capable of doing.
Incident at what?
It's called Incident at Oglala. Oglala is the Rosebud Reservation, I believe.
Okay.
In South Dakota.
The Leonard Peltier story. Beautiful story, and Leonard Peltier is a beautiful person and quite an artist if you want to check him out on the computer.
Well, there's some people that think he's a murderer there, Tex.
But if you see this incident at Oglala, you might change your mind.
Okay.
So,
hey, we try to keep an open mind here.
Yes,
you know,
it's well
worth it. And bring in all aspects.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I recommend that documentary.
Okay.
All right.
And the Buffalo Soldiers were former slaves. Got
right.
their freedom after the Civil War.
Many of them were.
Excuse me?
Many of them were
yes.
slaves. Not all of them, but
most of them were.
Right.
And they went to attack the indigenous people fighting with prehistoric weapons. So I don't know why that's such a proud moment in black history.
Well, I think it was for black history, if I can speak for this, was the proud moment was that they were free. Given responsibility, they were able to rise through their own merit as opposed to something given to them or being kept down, no matter how good they were.
I don't understand. They were kept down and treated as slaves, and then they went to attack other, you know, especially indigenous people. It wasn't like...
But it was their choice, wasn't it?
It's their choice, and they had the freedom to do that. Plus, the fact is that for us to lay judgment on something that happened 100 years ago or 150 years ago using the mores of today.
Yes, I realize it was a total different mentality, and that's why we had
I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying it was a different mentality.
Yes,
just like
I
you're
agree
saying,
with
Tex.
You. I can't understand that whole mentality, how you could even keep slaves and treat people like that.
I don't either. But yet, you know what? It's still going on today.
Exactly.
I don't understand that. Well, what else? Is that everything
There's
else?
One or two more things real quick.
Okay.
One gentleman called up and said that he believes every president should have military service because they make the best presidents, and he referred to Grant and Jackson. And it's well documented that Grant was one of our worst presidents with the most corrupt administration we've ever had. It wasn't until the past Bush administration that we've had corruption like that.
Whoa.
He was a very nice guy and a great military leader. Yes, that's true, but he didn't have a clue as a president. He got, you know, the worst people in there. And last but not least, if I may, the last time you had Wally Herger on, you never put him on the spot, like asking him how did he amass $26 million. I thought he's working for us. Could you maybe next time you have him on?
Next time we're going to ask.
Ask him to take us through the steps, how he made amass this money. If he's working for us, how come he didn't take us with him? I'm losing money.
Well, you know, this thing with our open line show is that we bring a guest on. We try to, these phone lines are open for everybody to ask those questions. And if they aren't, I mean, as we've said, people just need to do is send the questions in to us and we'll ask them.
Yeah, I wasn't available at the time, but I just wonder why would people even vote for this guy?
There's lots of reasons that people like to, that Congressman Herger has done.
And there's another election coming up in a few years.
That's right. You know what? Every 2 years, you get your shot at him.
Well, I didn't say anybody was better. I was just wondering how he amassed $26 million without taking us with him. He's working for us.
Well, that's a good point.
All these people in government are working for themselves. They couldn't care less. They want to make as much money and as much power as they can. I heard where Herger just got appointed to regulating the drug companies. How much more money is he going to make now?
Wow.
Well,
check that out.
Yeah, we will.
Accusations.
This is so I heard it on the news.
Okay.
I read it in the record.
Well, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm not saying he was not appointed to it, but we have to, before we accuse somebody of, you know, he gets appointed to oversee the drug companies, he's
got
to make money off it. I don't
know how much money he makes now.
Hey, this is a perfect example of how wonderful it is to have open line. Call us with your thoughts.
And you know what?
I really appreciate this show because there's nothing like it in the North State, and you're very well prepared. It's obvious you take pride and you do a lot of research before you get on the air. It's obvious to anybody.
Well, thanks, Tex.
And unfortunately, you're followed by, what's his name?
I don't know. What is his name?
Rush Limbaugh.
It's a one-syllable name.
Hey, we've got to take a break here. You've just taken a whole segment all by yourself, Tex,
right.
But it was good.
I usually shut the radio off before he comes on. He gets me, gives me a headache.
Okay. Thanks, Tex.
Thanks for your call.
Right. Again, keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Oh, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We got to take a break. We'll see you on the other side. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, home of Espresso Joe's. Finest coffee you can get at reasonable prices and a best tobacco emporium and walk-in humidor in California. Joe and Shelley, go see them.
Happy spring, everyone. First day of spring. I got to tell you, let's share last night. Last night, Hilltop and Dana Drive, 7 p.m., a group of people who were there to honor the families of those who have served in Iraq, the 6th anniversary.
Yep, families honoring our troops. We're there to just have people remember. This is the 6th year that we started the war, or we've been in that war in Iraq.
Okay, now, I'm not sure if it's because I married a Marine. I've always been very patriotic. Even when I was in high school, and it was, I started as a freshman in 1972, so it was just at the end of Vietnam, and people were, you know, the long hair and just kind of, you know, spit on people, and I just thought it was disgusting. But here I was last night holding a banner, and, I just felt so, my heart was welled up with pride standing there with people who came out that some had not had any family members, but were still there honoring our troops.
Well, it was to show, it wasn't whether you support the war or not. That's got nothing to do with it. It's supporting the warriors.
But there were maybe 50 people.
Yeah, 50, 60 people.
And I would think that we're still there. And I just was kind of amazed at the lack of people who did not show up. I thought there might be hundreds of people that would line the streets to say thank you.
Well, you know what? I love Reading. Reading supports the veterans. They love the veterans. But you know what? The war's been going on 6 years. It hasn't gone out and reached out and touched everybody. Everybody's still having their lattes. Everybody's doing what they, unless you've got somebody over there or know somebody there, it's had no effect on people. And that was one of the largest mistakes Bush made. You know, he didn't bring everybody in. Let's fight the war in the cheap. And so, you know, people give lip service. Oh, this man's been over there 3 or 4 times. This woman's been over there 3 or 4 times. But you know what? In many cases, it wasn't in the forefront of what people were thinking. And now that the war's won, even less so.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be that are going to serve in Afghanistan now. But what I wanted to talk about, too, is something you've said in the past, that you've got something up your craw or in your craw.
In your craw.
There was a girl that drove by last night. She was a passenger. She was in a burgundy 4-door sedan. It was American-made, I'm not sure. On the back, there was a sticker that said coexist. She had black frame glasses, a little on the heavy side, short red hair, because I took a snapshot. She drove by and flipped us off.
Yep.
And I took such huge offense. Personally, I don't know why. I just thought you...
Don't say it.
You know, I wanted to actually go over to the intersection and say, what is up with you?
It's just...
Isn't that terrible how that just enraged me? I had to say it. had to say it.
I know. And I heard you last night.
You know,
I heard you
that's
several
like,
times last night, then this morning.
Well, that's just like the people who spit on the service men that came back from Vietnam. I mean, it was just so disrespectful. So if you know who she is, you straighten her up.
Fred, you're up.
Thanks, Carl. I just wanted to welcome everybody that's listening to your show and thank you for writing on the escort last Friday that you were on. As people know, with the Missing in America Project, we do lots of stuff. I have two topics, but since you got into the military bit, let's
Fred,
that part first,
yeah,
and I got a question for the PETA lady.
Hey, Fred, let me hold you to the other side so we can spend more time with you, because we're getting ready to break in like 15 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so just hang on. This is Carl Lindebaugh for Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Finest selection of jewelry, finest prices, great service, and the only on-site watch repairman in Reading. Okay.
Fred,
go.
Okay. Quick couple updates. Yesterday in Medford, Oregon, the Mission in America Project had a funeral service for 25 veterans and four spouses that we uncovered in funeral homes
there was
in
like,
the Medford area.
I heard there's like 90 motorcycles involved in this thing.
Yeah, about 97 to 100, and we had magnificent support from the Medford Police Department and from the whole community with lots of press, and it was a wonderful, beautiful ceremony.
Super.
But more importantly, yesterday morning at 8:30 in the morning in Phoenix, Arizona, we began the exhumation of Medal of Honor winner Corporal Isaiah Mays. And he was a Buffalo soldier from 1890 with the Medal of Honor, and he's been in a pauper's grave in a tuberculosis cemetery. And yesterday we found portions of him, and we'll continue to dig today, but we're exhuming him so that he goes with the two Silver Star heroes from here back to Arlington for burial on May 29th.
Okay, for the people that don't know what's going on, the Missing in America Project was started by Fred about 3 years ago when they found out that there was literally thousands of remains of our veterans that were still in mortuaries and had never been claimed and they had never been buried, or if they were being buried, they were just being shuffled away. What Fred started, and is now a nationwide movement, is that every one of these veterans now are taken and buried with honors by their fellow veterans or by people that just support what Fred has started. And I tell you something, Fred, it's a spectacular thing you've done. And it has caught on, and now there's getting ready, you alluded to it, what's going on in May?
In May, during our research, we uncovered two gentlemen that had Silver Stars here locally, one from Sacramento, one from Cottonwood. So we decided to plan a motorcycle escort to take them to Arlington to be buried properly. In the meantime, we found out about this Medal of Honor winner in Phoenix, so we now have three veterans that we will do on a motorcycle escort that will leave Reading May 20th in the afternoon from the convention center and proceed to ARCO Arena for that night for some events to happen in Sacramento. And the next morning on May 21st, as soon as somebody named Carl Bott finishes Free Fire Radio live from ARCO Arena, we will depart to Arlington.
Yep, well, Linda and I will be there. I'm not sure what that is. Linda and I will be there at ARCO Arena, and we are going to, like you said, do a live remote from there. And then that's Linda's birthday. And what did you say, Linda, about how to spend your birthday?
There's no better way than to spend your birthday celebrating, honoring those who have served our country.
And we're going to take off with you.
Sounds great to me.
Okay, we've got a number of fundraisers going on, including Linda and I in a truck race down in Shasta, or down at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. We'll talk more about that. But, you know, Fred, we really appreciate what you've done and what you are doing, and you're in the process of raising money. The Missing in America Project is on our website on the front page of Free Fire Radio, how to get a hold of Fred, how to donate.
Thank you, Fred.
I got one more question for the PETA people.
Okay.
Last Saturday, we had an event where we did a funeral escort to Mount Shasta, California.
Right.
One of the vehicles with us was driven by a Native American, and had some decorations on there, which were some furs.
Right.
At the end of the service, we went to a restaurant to eat, and we were confronted by a lady who is a PETA supporter. And she, in the middle of the restaurant, began to berate this gentleman about using the furs and having this stuff, and he tried to explain that it was his heritage, his culture, and I thought he did a very good job. This lady actually had an imitation fur coat on as well, and then she wanted to go out and pet the furs on the motorcycle outside.
Wanted to pet the furs?
Yeah, so we said no problem. Well, the problem was when we went to leave, an extremely valuable fur was gone.
Oh.
So I guess my question is we all can't control everybody that supports us or works for us, but I would just like the opinion of your guests. What is the position with cultural type use of furs? For example, in the Indian Nation.
Yeah.
And what makes the supporters have to do something illegal or steal a fur that they're actually saying they don't want anything to do with?
And what did she do with that fur? And what gave her the right to do such a, you know, I mean, that's stealing.
There's
disrespecting.
Yeah, there's no way to explain it, Fred. So, but hey, Fred, thanks for calling.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, because it's... You know, there's fanatics everywhere.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you need to watch out for them.
And that's the stuff that where people get a bad taste in their mouth for PETA. Thank you.
Right. Hey, thanks, Fred.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Hey.
Jim Dahl from the American Red Cross.
Yes, good
great
morning.
Job yesterday with the PETA people,
thank
too.
Thank you.
you did a great job with her.
Got to bring it all on.
So. Yeah. Good job.
What's going on?
I just wanted to... let you know what a great job the volunteers of the Red Cross did this week with the flood victims.
Oh!
You know, on Monday, I was just leaving the office Monday night, and boy, I had a couple come in. They had 3 feet of water come through their apartment on Monday night. And so we were able to put them up in a motel, and then on the next day, we had 15 of our volunteers go out with our 2 emergency response vehicles, and we're working with the people, I think 24 families, with kits and cleanup kits and a number of the stores, Starbucks and Dutch Brothers, you know, gave coffee to help these folks, and Grocery Outlet gave us some soap to give out because a lot of them had to do laundry that way above and beyond because of the damages. So anyhow, we just are real, I'm just real proud of the volunteers, and we just need to remember there's a lot of folks out there who had a lot of loss, and we put up, in fact, we helped one family with half of rent on a new apartment because they their apartment was totally destroyed in terms of being able to get back into. So that, of course, that, you know, takes you know, our disaster fund down pretty low. So we always can use, you know, help with our disaster fund, especially after something like this. But I just wanted to let you know what a great job our volunteers do.
Well, Jim, you know, thank you for the reminder, because I've been through a flood, and if you've been through a natural disaster, you just don't know what it's like until it actually hits you, like the tons of wet blankets, and like you were saying, you need your brothers and your sisters to come forth and help you, and that's what the beautiful thing about the American Red Cross, being there during these bad times. Now, Jim, you said that your natural disaster fund, if somebody, again, is trying to decide where they want to donate there, something or tithe or whatever, how does one reach you again?
Well, there's 2 ways. One, you can call us at 244-8000, and that's our office at 244-8000. And you can always stop by from 9 to 4 down here at the Blood Source building, which is where our offices are for the Red Cross. Then you can also go online at www.shastaredcross.org, and on that website you can get all the information, plus contact us online. So there's lots of ways. You can donate online. You can call, and people, you can take donations over the phone. If people want to volunteer, we had a couple. We had our open house yesterday. We had a wonderful couple come up from come down from Manton who want to help us be a part of our disaster team up there in the Manton area.
Well, great.
So,
Jim, you know, Jim, we've got to take a break here. So,
hey, well, bless you guys. And, oh, don't forget, free CPR Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Yes. That's right,
for
free
the
CPR.
Whole community. So,
a week from Saturday.
Tell people that they need to register early, and it'll be at Simpson University. What a great time we're going to have. So ask to, don't forget, free CPR Saturday.
Excellent.
Great. Hey, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Jim Dahl. We've got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. The trusted staff helps the elderly, new homes, new moms, or recovering patients in their homes. Call 226-83504, the trusted professionals. I also wanted to, well, Carl, you got something to talk about.
Rob, good morning.
Oh.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Hey, yeah, I was just listening to old text there, and, you know, everybody's entitled their opinion, but I noticed he made the comment that Rush gave him a headache when he listened to him, so I guess Rush is kind of to like Tex and people like him that holy water is to demon spawn. Also, you know, he criticized the Bush administration, and I just think that's hilarious when Obama is just absolutely embarrassing himself, him and his administration. How anyone could criticize, if I had voted for Obama, I'd be keeping a low profile myself right now. But also with the walk a mile in her shoes, you know, it's a great cause, and I know what they're trying to do and everything. But the funny thing is that, you know, the heads of, you know, a lot of the entities, sheriffs, police, DA, they don't really hard charge against it in practice. They do things like this. It seems to be more like an appearance than anything else. And then when it actually comes to enforcing restraining orders for domestic violence and things like that, they don't want anything to do with it.
I see.
And that's just my opinion. So.
Uh-huh. I know that we knew a couple that had a restraining order. For their daughter put on somebody, and they really did in this case. I mean, I can't say all of them, but the guy ended up in jail for breaking it. So I can't say that's in every one, but I do know that in, you know, some cases it does.
Right, yeah, it's really, I mean, I have a personal, I've actually written you about a personal experience of mine, a friend of mine, and they've done everything they can because of the smear campaign that her ex has run against her. Right. To not do anything about what's happened, and it's just, you know,
I sent that on to a lawyer too, and he's looking at it, and I've got to also follow that up, Rob. But
well, I appreciate that. The other thing is the Shasta Women's Refuge, the people down there are fantastic.
Oh, great!
But they don't have the resources. I don't know where we can get resources, but they need resources because you get so far in their program, and their hands are tied after that. Yeah. There's nothing more they can do.
Well, a lot of it's got to do is when they do these fundraisers that we try to, you know, we need to give as much help to them as we can.
Yeah,
hey, Rob, we got to run here.
All right, have a good
day. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Also wanted to thank Foster Lewis for dropping off his book on scoundrels and scallywags. And, Carl, you
We are reading it.
Yeah, you had a couple things that you wanted to say thank you to.
Oh, yeah.
A couple people.
Well, you know, we'd like to. We want to talk about the Boondocker Ball. We want to talk about a number of things what we'll do when we finish up today. But, you know, one of the things that happened yesterday, we dropped our dog off.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, at Groovy Groomers.
Luigi.
And next door is a place called Lino's Italian Deli. And Guido, who works there, comes running out, and he said, I listened to the PETA show. He says, do you need blood pressure medicine? And I said, you got kind of riled up. I said, I didn't get riled up. It's just, you know, it's the way it goes. But both of them are places, you know, great people were there. So, hey, we got to take a quick break. Anyway, I just wanted to say, Guido, I did appreciate you coming out and saying that.
We love it when we run into our listeners. It's fantastic.
It is.
It gives us juice.
Well, it does. And, you know, we're always so thankful that people listen to us, too. I mean, it's right now, I know there's three of us listening. I see Frosty and Linda and I are in here.
Oh, we have callers on the phone. Wait for us.
Okay.
We're going to take a break here.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
At a touch of heaven assisted living, we realize times are tough. And every
talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, it's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography, 2655 Park Marina Drive. Dan and Julia, the best photographers in town. Let's go to the phone. Roadrunner, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Linda. I'm glad you picked up the phone because it was you I wanted to talk to.
Oh.
You were disappointed in the turnout last night, and of course, people do have other lives, other things to do in their lives, but sometimes we're forced to make decisions, and last night a decision was made by 17 riders and at least three cages to attend and attempt to welcome home a returning Army veteran from Iraq.
That's right. He was.
Thank you.
How'd you do with that, Roadrunner?
He, well, it didn't come off, unfortunately. The young man probably was exhausted and maybe even living on a different time clock that he had been used to before coming home. He fell asleep in the San Francisco airport, and he missed his airplane.
Oh.
Of course, coming out of Iraq, he might have had a beer, too. But
well, that could have been as well. Anyway, what happened was his mom talked to him on the phone, and she thought he was kidding at first, but of course he wasn't. But he did manage to, I don't know how much of a help this was, but he hitched a ride, or he got a ride on an airplane into Sacramento, and his mother was leaving last night at 9 o'clock to drive to Sacramento to pick him up and bring him home.
Yeah, but do you have his name?
Yes, his name was Nick Dahl. He's a local young man. I don't know if there's any relationship connection to the
Pastor.
The Dahl family.
Yeah. Well, welcome home, Nick. And Roadrunner, your heart's in the right place, and thank you so much for your call.
Hey, one last quickie thing here. Jim Dahl, I believe it. Jim
right.
Dahl?
Right.
Yes.
I wonder if there's any relation there.
I don't know.
I'd like to put out a request to Jim at the Red Cross that maybe he consider giving a free, not just the CPR, but a free CPR first aid to those 20 to 25 riders who are going on this Arlington escort trip. To go on that long a trip with perhaps hundreds of motorcycles, it would be good to have 20 people who were freshly trained in first aid.
I bet Jim Dahl would do that, and we'll get a hold of him.
Yes.
So thanks a lot, Roadrunner. We got to run.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye.
Steve, thanks for waiting.
Hey, morning, Carl. How you doing today?
Hey, we're doing good.
Good. Anyway, I had a theft occur. It was I went up to visit my dad and my son at Whiskeytown Cemetery. You ever been there?
Yes.
It's you know, you can decorate them any way you want.
Right.
And he's a Korean veteran and a Bronze Star recipient. So I had a dummy pineapple grenade welded to a piece of rebar.
Uh-huh.
And put it on his grave. And I went up there yesterday, and some low-life piece of crap stole it.
Okay, so this is a pineapple grenade, the old kind of World War II grenades everybody's seen.
Right.
It's welded to a piece of rebar as a way of honoring your father, a memento because of the Korean War, and somebody stole it.
Yep.
Okay, everybody out there, there's lots of people listening. You see anybody who's got one of these in their living room, you call Free Fire Radio 241-2682, and you let us know who it is, and we'll kind of pass this along.
Well, I have another one. I can, you know, I've already figured out how I'm going to make it where they can't steal it. But anyway, he mailed his medals to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to protest the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to get some new ones.
Right.
How would I go about that?
There's a way to do it. Do you have a computer?
Yeah, my wife does.
Okay. Have your wife send me. And you just go to our website, you know, Free Fire Radio. Send me an email because I have a link to that. I've got to find on how you can get those medals back. The only thing you need is a 214 or his Social Security number, some way of linking him to those medals.
Yeah, I have his dog tags.
Okay, good. Because that'll have a service number in there. So just drop me either call me at 241-2682 or drop me an email and we will get that information to you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet, sir.
Have a good day.
You bet.
Thank you.
John. 30
Good morning,
seconds.
Carl. Linda, beautiful day out here
yes.
in Northern California.
All
yeah,
right.
It is, John.
Listen, you know, I've been a fan of your radio show ever since it was Free Fire Saturday, or Friday. And I just want you to know that I love the show. I think it's great up until the last 10 minutes. And as soon as Sean Hannity and his fat mouth comes on for that 1 minute, I lose you guys. That's the end of the show for me. I lose the last 10 minutes because I can't stand to listen to that character.
We have no control over that.
We've mentioned that, too.
I just wanted to mention it to you.
Okay.
And you guys can send it up line, okay?
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's really nauseating because it's the same garbage over and over, and he is nauseating.
Well, you know what? You're,
you guys keep up the good work.
Thank you, John.
Hey, John, thanks for listening. All right.
Well, you have something. You have a fire in your belly. Do you?
Okay. You know, here's my thing. That? My last 30 seconds here, you know, while we're in here, is that Obama went to in front of the veterans organizations, looked them dead in the eye, and said, "I want the veterans to pay for their wounds via their own private insurance." Now, the brouhaha about this, the anger that welled up from this statement, caused them to back off. But you know why I'm scared about this? Not scared, but why I have some anger here is that he had the audacity to even bring this up. This shows what happens to somebody that's never led a person into danger. That you're going to make these people that put their lives on the line, that have been wounded, make them pay in their private insurance? What kind of person is this that's thinking that? Anyway, hey, call in the bot, Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?